Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Die Johannesburgse aandelebeurs is een van die 20 grootste beurse in die wêreld en dit is ook die grootste beurs op die Afrika vasteland. Die beurs is ook een van die oudstes in die wêreld en dit het sy deure geopen in 1887 tydens die goudstormloop hier in Johannesburg. Nou die JSE is ook genoteer op die JSE en die groep het vandag resultate vir 2024 bekend gemaak. Die omset was 10% hoër op 3 miljard rand, die wesensverdienste of die wins was 18% hoër op 920 miljoen rand en die direksie het 'n slotdividend van R8.28 per aandeel verklaar. Dr. Leila Fourie is die uitvoerende hoof, sy is op die lyn. Leila, thank you so much for your time tonight. The 2023 financial year was very flat, but last year something happened. 18% growth in a depressed economic environment is really good. So where did this growth come from?
Yes, indeed. We had a tale of two halves. The first half of the year was very muted. In fact, even in the first quarter, we were down on average daily value traded by 24%. And we clawed back after the GNU to end up in our main driver, which is ADV, average daily value traded, which ended up 1%. So I think the business is very strong and stable. And our NPAT that we delivered of 10.4% up was delivered during a very challenging year. We increased our ROE from 19.4% to 20.2%. And what this is demonstrating is a very overriding earnings resilience and strength through the cycle. It's largely a function of our diversification efforts and also a switching sentiment from after the GNU.
Now, you've referred to the positive sentiment post-GNU on the operations. Was that sustained? Could you see any interesting trends flowing from the GNU? And there has been a bit of conflict more recently. And currently, as we sit here, we don't have a budget. And hopefully, within the GNU, that will be resolved. But if it's not resolved, that sentiment can actually change quite quickly.
Rick, if we look at what's happened since the GNU, we saw a sustained uptick in our average daily value traded. And for the second half of the year, we were up by more than 10%. If we look at what's happened from the first 2 months of the year, our value traded is up by 45%, which is a tremendous growth on the prior year. It was a reasonably soft base. But we are starting to see a sustained positive view by investors on the South African growth story. If we even just look at the performance of the indices, our All Share Index closed last year at 9.4% and the emerging market MSCI Index only closed 5%. Those are both now neck and neck, around 2% up. So South African stocks are deeply undervalued relative to emerging markets in the rest of the world. And we are starting to see that valuation discount narrowing and improving. So I think the geopolitics has been very negative for most emerging markets. South Africa has been shielded from that because of the success of our GNU and because of our delivery and the promise of genuine sustainable growth. And to the extent we can deliver that, we'll start to see this translating into higher values for our listed entities.
Well, South Africa is not that hidden away if you look at geopolitics, because Donald Trump has South Africa firmly in his crosshairs. There's a bit of a growling from across the Atlantic. Let's leave the politics out of it. But have you seen an impact that potential issue between the US and South Africa had on the market?
Surprisingly, we've seen relatively little impact. All of these things do go to sentiment, but we're living in a multipolar world, and there are a number of very big single name companies, many of whom in South Africa earn their revenues offshore of South Africa. And notwithstanding that, there is interest from all other parts of the world, and much of what we export to the US, in fact, 66% of our exports are in raw materials. And so while those are likely to cost more, and certainly there's a lot of noise in the market generally, geopolitically speaking, we're starting to see investors trading through the noise and looking at the underlying value. And we are starting to deliver on our growth story. We have a long way to go. But the forecasts by both Consensus and the SARB are between 1.5% and 2% in growth this year. And we look set to deliver on those. And those will translate into an improvement in both capital formation and valuation of our listings, of our listed entities.
Now we'll have to see what the short-term impact may be of some decisions Donald Trump take. I think it's going to be very, very unpredictable going forward. So it's maybe a wait and see type of approach as well. But just lastly, you know, we've seen a significant decline in the number of listings on the JSE over the past few years. But I've also seen a graph of the London Stock Exchange, which has also seen a significant dip in the number of listings. And I think it's been a lot more pronounced on the London Stock Exchange than on the JSE. So it is a global type of problem. How do you address that?
Yes, the London Stock Exchange is much worse off, both nominally and in percentage terms, than the South African market. Listings are really a function of the broader macroeconomic environment and confidence. And we have seen a turnaround in the prior year in the number of listings. So we're cautiously confident and we have a good pipeline. But we're not out of the woods, and there is a lot of global, geopolitical, and macroeconomic uncertainty, and equally so locally. Where we have seen growth is in our sustainability bonds environment. We grew the number of sustainability bonds by 133% compared to our prior year. And we are also seeing inflows in our bond markets. So there is a pipeline in the equity space. There is much better perspectives on the prospects. So companies like Canal Plus looking to dual list. Coca-Cola is still on the cards, has been for a while. The Amplats unbundling will add tremendously to the free float and therefore the tradability and liquidity of that stock. We've got Virgin Active, African Bank, Time Bank. All of those are in the mix for potential listings. So I think on balance, we're cautiously optimistic. We are starting to see a bit of a shift, but it's early days and we need to make sure that the GNU delivers on its promise and that there's policy certainty and genuine growth that our investors see.
Leila, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dr. Leila Fourie, die uitvoerende hoof van die JSE.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.